Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, 73 degrees at our studios here on the east side of Red Oak, and we're going to have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with the Montgomery County Ag Society, and we have with us Nancy Nelson. How are you, Nancy?
I'm good, thanks.
What you up to today?
Enjoying the weather, running errands.
What a beautiful weekend we had.
Oh, wow.
Sunshine, beautiful weekend.
It was great.
Really nice.
Yep.
Mr. Brian Lorette with us as well. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Aaron.
What's the most exciting thing you're doing today, Brian?
Oh. Work like always, Aaron. Come on, you know me.
I know. I see those emails at 8 o'clock at night or 1 in the morning. I think, there you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been keeping you busy lately.
I understand. So, how was your weekend?
Busy.
What was a beautiful weekend?
It was a beautiful weekend. And did y'all see the flags this weekend at the cemetery?
I think it is unbelievable to me.
What a great ceremony.
Visually, it is. I mean, it's just striking.
Yeah.
But then you think about it, and that represents a person. And you put all that together, and it is, I mean, to me, it's just unbelievable. So
I was not able to participate this year, but I was working, but I drove by a couple of times. The volunteers out there helping.
Yeah.
That's what our community is about, Aaron, and that's why we're here this morning.
Let's talk about it. Fairboard, the Ag Society, how long have you been doing that? We're going to talk about the golf tournament that's upcoming. How long have you been doing the golf tournament?
Well, Nancy's got to answer that.
Nancy?
She's the spearhead of all of this.
I was just thinking probably this is the seventh or eighth year of doing this. It works.
Yeah.
We used to have a dinner, Aaron, every year. Yeah. And
it was like St. Patrick's Day.
March,
dinner
yeah. And we'd make a little bit of money, you know, and most of that money would come from actually the Fair Board members putting money in to cover the expenses and all this.
Yes.
And Nancy had the idea to have this golf tournament, and it was, and she does it for the boosters up in Griswold for the school district. And she said, I know how to put it all together, and she did it, and we got behind it, and
it's worked.
It's turned into a good deal.
It's teamwork.
Yeah.
Teamwork. Yep.
It takes everyone pulling together, and then it takes people participating.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at? This is going to be, by the way, June 13th at the Red Oak Country Club is where this is going to be. Are you looking for, in particular, people to play? You have spots open, auction items. Are you looking for items like that at this point?
All of the above.
Okay.
We would welcome more teams, and they're four-man, four-person.
Yeah.
Four-person teams.
Yeah.
Auction items are always welcome. We have live auction and silent auction.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for hole sponsors, which is $100, if you would like to be a hole sponsor. So, yeah, we're looking for...
All the above.
Yep.
And if you don't play golf, but you want to participate, come out for the auction portion. We would sure... you can raise your hand. And if you're the winner, you get to give us a little contribution.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Yeah. We did change the times this year. We're going to have a shotgun start at 10:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. We used to start at noon, and it would just push it. You know, it just didn't quite leave us enough time to get to the auction starting at 5.
What time is June 13th, or what day is that?
Saturday.
It's a Saturday. At the Red Oak Country Club.
Okay. All right.
And we're gonna start at 10:30 that morning. So
walk me through that whole day, would you, Nancy?
Like, oh, sure.
So June 13th is a Saturday, but walk me through that whole schedule.
We're going to shotgun start the golf tournament at 10:30. I believe then we will golf until, if you get through all 18 holes, great. Bring your scorecard in, have a few drinks, and wait for the auction. The auction will start promptly at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
Once you're done golfing, we will have a meal. The meal is included in your registration fee, which is... a four-person team, and it's $300 per team. And your meal is included, of course, catered by Brenda.
Uh-huh. Verba. That's win-win right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
That's win. So.
You can't go wrong. So the meal is included in that. Then we will start the auction, the live auction at 5. We'll give out the silent auction right before that. People can come in at any time during the day. All the auction items will be on display that whole day out at the Red Oak Country Club.
Okay.
So you can come out, you can look, and if something you want to leave a bid on or send a bid, whatever. Yeah.
It's $300 for a team.
Yep.
Do you do individuals? Will you place people on teams or not? Or are you only taking teams? Because I might not know three other people that want to golf with me.
Sometimes we have somebody that can't be there or things, and we do place you know, fill in and things like that. But we'd like to know ahead of time.
Yes.
You know, if the teams are in place. Mm-hmm. And something else to note ahead of time, we do want to know if you need carts.
Tell me about carts.
Carts are $40 each, and we need to reserve those. So they're very limited. We usually have to bring in more, which we are doing this year.
Okay.
And but we want to know if you need one, because you can't just show up and expect one.
It's nice to have all this in place, mm-hmm. because then it just makes mm-hmm. that whole day go a lot easier.
Absolutely.
So are there do you still have space for more teams?
Yes.
You have carts available, and then you would take items for the auction. What about whole sponsors? Do you have sponsorships available still?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes. We'll take as many sponsorships as we can get.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's $100. If you have a team and a whole sponsor, we make it a little cheaper. So if you want a whole sponsor and a team, it's $375.
Okay.
You know, so if you have a team and your company, you want to advertise out there, because we do. We make our signs, and we will put them and scatter them throughout the golf course.
Mm-hmm.
We'll advertise for you, and then again, we'll recognize them that night. So
we got one guy that puts a whole sponsor on the front nine and on the back nine.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you can do as much as you want.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you want to sponsor every hole, we'll take your money. Yeah.
Call Brian.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, it's fun. We have a fun day. It's just fun.
Okay.
We make it fun.
And all the money, all the proceeds go to, it's a little better than your St. Patrick's dinner, right?
Yes, apparently, it used to be, yes. So. You know, all the proceeds go back into the fair, Aaron. Mm-hmm. And I'm like a broken record when you ask me that question, because why are we doing everything
yes.
that we're doing?
Yes.
It's because of the kids of our county. We are fundraising so we can provide the best programming, the best facilities, the best events,
mm-hmm.
so they can have the most spectacular fair.
Experience.
That, yes, an experience.
Experiences.
That we can give them. So.
And that's what it really goes to.
It all goes to that.
So all you really have to do is go have fun and play golf.
Yep.
Enjoy the auction, mm-hmm. and enjoy yourself.
And know that you're helping out our kids.
And all that money goes to a really good cause.
It does. And, you know, we've been so fortunate with the weather. We have never had to have a rain out.
Oh,
I
gosh.
Know,
oh, gosh. You did it, Nancy.
You did it, Nancy.
You did it, Nancy.
I did it. I did it. No. We have been so
We've
fortunate.
Even played in the rain, though, we I have. Will admit. We yep. played in the rain.
Yep.
Okay.
We, yeah. If it's a brief shower, play on.
You're yeah. going to do it.
But we have.
And nobody cares.
No.
Because they understand it's a fundraiser for the kids.
Yeah.
So.
How has it changed over the years? You mentioned you both have been involved with the Fair Ag Society for a few years. So how is it?
We're gonna tell her age.
I'm just leaving it right there. I'm just leaving it. I heard you say off air that how long you've been involved, but how has it changed over the years? Or is it still the mission is the same thing?
I don't think that mission's ever changed.
Best experience
the
for those
not
kids.
Changed. I'll tell you what's changed a yeah. little bit.
Yeah.
Used to be years ago, we had a lot more, as far as livestock and things, we had a lot more large animals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, I don't know how many rabbits.
Oh my goodness!
Chickens
lots.
There are at the fair.
Lots of
there's
them.
Lots,
uh-huh.
lots of them, and that's kind of what's changed. You know, everything. The farming has changed, though. And
well,
the way,
our demographics
yeah.
have changed
yeah.
in the county
yeah.
over the last many years.
But I think the 4-H participant numbers
yeah.
are up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're growing again.
It's something I'm proud about our fair, Aaron, is that. In the realm of the whole fair, we are one of the few fairs around that still has a large showing of commercial exhibits
mm-hmm.
In our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We're told that other fairs don't have that many.
Yeah.
And that says something about our community,
yeah.
the businesses, and they're supporting us, and
yeah.
they're coming in. And we thank you all for if you're a business that participates, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it gives something else for people that come in through the fairgrounds.
It's
there's always something going on.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's a pretty cool thing. And you know what? There are fairs all over the country, but in Iowa, there's something different about fairs in Iowa to me. I think it is pretty remarkable. We were doing, I'm going to go on a random side note here, but we were doing some research for America 250, which is, you know, this year's birthday for the country. But, one of the things we were looking at was county fairs and the evolution of county fairs through the years. So interesting and so cool. And it just, when you look at it through that lens of what it has meant for decades and decades and decades, it's pretty remarkable. So
I got to look in at our fair. Our fair was established in 1956. So
yeah.
Actually, this is a special year for us. But
is
too,
that
also.
When the fair or the Ag Society?
That was the Ag Society.
Yeah, Ag Society. Because the fair goes back to the...
But I mean, the Ag Society.
Ag
yeah.
Society, yes. 1956. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So, again, it is a great tradition. It's all meant to support the kiddos, right? And these young folks.
That's the bottom line.
To give them a great experience.
That's the bottom line.
You know what? And I would say, too, that our fairgrounds and all the facilities we have are really remarkable.
It is a showcase.
The livestock arena is
really nice.
New building.
Yes.
And something that we've done that people will notice, too. They just got done with a huge remodeling project in the Gold Fair building. They redid the whole kitchen. It's it's pretty state-of-the-art right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I need to go
nice.
Check it out.
It's very nice.
I need
very
to
nice.
Check it out. So I haven't been in the Gold Fair building
that
in a day or two.
Yeah, mostly done all by the fair board.
Wow. You walk in, you have to close your eyes because there's lots of stainless steel. Lots of
and
stainless steel
lights.
And bright lights.
It'd reflect right off of this, and I have to be careful. So, okay. Again, Brian Lorette with me and Nancy Nelson. How do people sign up and register and get involved in this? Either if they want to be a whole sponsor, if they want to contribute auction items, if they just want to go play golf, what do they do?
There's a flyer on our Facebook page.
Which is?
Montgomery County. Yep.
IA Fair.
Yep.
Yep.
There's a flyer there. There are several people you can contact. Called Brian, myself, David Jenkins, Mark Comfort. There's numerous.
If you know a fair board member, just call them.
Yes,
they're going to know about it. And,
yes.
And then you can get them signed up that way.
We can get them signed up.
Okay. And you can message us through Facebook. Please, just come and help us.
Everything funnels to Nancy. She carries the master list, and she's got it all. So,
I try.
Yeah.
We all need a Nancy, don't we?
We all need a Nancy.
We all need a Nancy.
We all need a Nancy.
Nancy, what do we leave out?
You know, we're going to do something different this year.
Tell me
we
about
We do
it.
Have a hole-in-one prize. We did that new this year with the... I'm not familiar with the bullpen hole. Is that
it's the bullpen.
13, 14?
Yeah, because they changed the back nine to the front nine.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody knows the bullpen.
Old number four is what
it is. So if there's a hole-in-one, we do have a $5,000 prize.
Oh, wow.
On that. So, yeah, that's a nice challenge. And there's been a lot of hole-in-ones.
Aaron, that could be you.
I'm not sure if they've ever had one during a tournament, but, hey, there you go. This is your chance.
You have not seen me play golf.
So, that's something new. And we'll have some fun games all there that you can participate in before the golf. Some string if you want to use some string for a putt or whatever. So,
that's been an interesting one. They sell you a string.
Yeah.
And if you're within the string...
Pick
you
it
don't
up.
Have to putt it. You pick it up.
Oh,
up
wow.
Your ball.
There you go.
So, yeah.
And it saves time, too, keeping the
How long can
keeping
that string
the course
be?
Going.
Well, we had some people last year buy two and put them together.
Depends on how much money you want to spend.
Yeah, there we go.
Are you thinking like from the driving point to the hole?
I mean, can you get one that's like 300 yards long?
Yeah.
There you go.
But anyway, yeah, come and support us. Come out. I say, if you don't golf, come out. But we have some great auction items. And at the end, if you golf, we do have a special prize for everybody who stays and participates through the auction. At the very end, we'll have a prize donate.
It's an opportunity. We draw a name
for
anybody that actually stays at the event and is there for the drawing. If they pull your name.
Projector with Bluetooth speakers. I guess it's the thing when you go camping now. You have these projectors, and so, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
A Roku projector with Bluetooth speakers.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. You project it right onto your camper, and if you don't camp, you can project it on your garage door. I don't care.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's a great prize. So.
On your wall in the basement, I suppose,
too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah, that's another, incentive that we're going to do to try to.
You make it fun for people.
We do.
I mean,
really,
the idea is you're going to go and have fun, but you're going to help out.
And I think there'll be beverage carts out there, I'm sure, during the day and from the country club.
You got to have fun. Why would you do it otherwise?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a win-win that way.
That's right.
Cool.
So,
all right, what else do we need to touch, Nancy? Anything else? You pulled that right out, the hole-in-one and the
Yeah.
What else you hiding in that stack of papers over there?
Oh, that's my master copyright.
You know, I think that's it, though, Aaron. We just wanted to let people know when it's going on. It's June 13th, 10:30 shotgun start.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out. Get your team registered. Call Nancy, myself, any Fair Board member.
Reserve your
cart. We will get you signed up.
Live auction.
Call Aaron here at the radio station.
Hey,
we can give you our number.
We can pass it along. Yeah. Give us a buzz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, we want to thank everybody that has helped us, you know, in the past and the future. We couldn't do it without everybody.
And thank you to KCSI for always helping us out.
Yes. Love to do it. It's a great thing that happens right here. So very good.
Yep.
Nice to see you both.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Aaron,
for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
Nancy Nelson with us and Brian Lorette from the Montgomery County Ag Society again, June 13th. For the golf tournament, go and enjoy.
It's time for Talking Geo with Andy from Candlin Mechanical.
If you are interested in seeing if